Jonathan Grooms just got back from Telangana, India, and he has seen sights that are not common to many Americans.
I'll never forget, just a few months ago, we talked to a woman. Her name is Pavani, and she talked about the two boys that she had, but she said, I had another daughter and another son before these two children, but both of them died, and they died due to the lack of having clean water.
But there are some individuals who are trying to bring clean water and a new way of life to these cultures. When clean water comes to a village, it changes life.
Typically, we'll wake up in the morning, walk over into our bathroom, turn the shower on, and we have access to water right there. If we want drinking water, we have drinking water. But their lives are much, much different.
Without clean water, disease is common. Women spend hours a day finding water instead of on work and education.
There with the lack of clean water, children getting sick, the lack of medications to help them to get healthy, they begin to miss a lot of school.
Adolescent girls miss school time on a regular basis because gathering water is often seen as a woman's task.
Every day, 200 million combined hours are spent by women looking for clean water.
And one of the unexpected difficulties in finding clean water is who can use that water if a source is found. Though it has technically been abolished for over 60 years, the caste system in India still holds sway in certain rural areas. Global Partners is a nonprofit that digs wells in Indian villages and does humanitarian work worldwide. Well coordinator Matt Riggins says caste separation is a hard problem for the organization to address.
A certain water well can only be used by certain people. That's the mindset of a lot of these people. And we want our water wells to be free and open for anyone to use.
Prejudice, disease, and loss of education are just a few of the issues that haunt villages without clean water. But digging wells in strategic places can alleviate these challenges.
We're putting them on the grounds of churches so that anybody that is the lowest of the low will know that they can come to that well.
Riggins says sinking a well costs roughly $2,600. When clean water comes to a village, the entire village sees personal and economic development as a result.
Water sustains our life, and I also believe that water sustains these villages and this culture. And the more access that they have to clean water, the more impact that it will have on the village in regards to education, in regards to health, in regards to the future. And so I really believe that it impacts the whole society.
And this gives hope to young mothers like Pavani, who have lost children to waterborne diseases. Access to safe water will change the lives of the children she still holds close.
That very day, we were able to put in a clean water well in her village so that her children, the two boys that she had, would be able to have a clean drinking water source.
For WQLU, I'm Evelyn Hanks.
Good.